What a class act. I don't know if you've seen or gone to the GoFundMe page. Elizabeth Lopez Galvin. She goes by Lisa, but the page you'll look for is Elizabeth Lopez Galvin. Taylor Swift made two $50,000 donations.
That is so wonderful.
Isn't that amazing?
I know it doesn't take away from the loss of her family members, but it sure feels like the nicest thing you can do.
Yeah, and they're earning over $175,000. We'll put the links up. They're all over the place, but it's like this city, look, this we get it. Yesterday was a tough day for us to come to work.
Yes.
But we're strong. We're getting it. We know what we have to do to get through this all. And I think when somebody like Taylor Swift, because she lives here, takes time out to donate $100,000, that's amazing. That's a true class person right there.
It's very nice.
She wrote a note, sending my deepest sympathies and condolences in the wake of your devastating loss.
I love it.
She's definitely an honorary member of Kansas City nowadays.
Well, don't you think she lives here? I think in my mind, she lives with Travis.
I think she's definitely got a toothbrush here, but that girl pops around a lot. I
mean, she probably lives in her plane more than she does anywhere
else. She
lives
in her plane. She lives in hotels, New York City, Los Angeles,
Kansas
City.
You see the audio going around where they said, now we know how she doesn't get jet lag. And it's just audio of them saying, how come you don't get jet lag? And she says, jet lag is a choice.
Yeah.
Is it?
It's a choice when you have your own jet and you take sleeping medicine and sleep the whole time. And then you wake up ready to go with a makeup and hair department. And you're so hot and your boyfriend's so hot and you're so successful. That's what it's a choice.
Are you okay?
Yeah, fine. It's like when people say you have the same 24 hours in a day as Beyonce. It's like, no, you actually don't. You don't have a full-time staff. You don't have a chef. You don't have a nanny. You don't have a maid. You don't have all these things that she has. You don't have a manager helping you sign contracts. It's not the same 24 hours. That's all I'm saying. Jet lag is not a choice. I don't have the same 24 hours as Beyonce. That's it.
What did John Doolittle wrong last night?
Who hurt you, Tara?
Let's just say it's been dicey.
All right. On that note, we're going to take a break. But before we go to break, I got to tell you something, Tara.
Okay, I'm ready.
So I'm coming into work today, and I go to the garage. And I see Teresa's not there, but there's this pickup there, and it's got like this, like a snowplow.
I saw that too.
And I'm like, what is going on? And I'm just waiting for Teresa. And then I come in the studio. I'm going, wow, are you okay? You see that truck? And she looked at me right in the eyes, seriously, like I'm a special kid. She was like, buddy, it's going to snow today. And I'm like, what?
Starting at 7 a.m., 35% of the metro is going to get some snow, and it's going to go for about maybe 3 hours.
I had no idea.
Did you not notice some salt on the road coming in or some sand, whatever that stupid stuff is they put down on a road to cause potholes?
Yeah, I got stuck behind a salt truck, but it wasn't one of the traditional city ones. It was like a DIY salt truck, and little chunks kept flying at my window. And so I would slow down, slow down, slow down. Like at one point, I was going 50 miles on the highway because he was in my exit lane just trying to get away from this guy. And still it was like, ping, ping, ping. Almost lost a windshield, almost lost an eye. It was a whole thing.
Chris, that's going to be a long day today.
It's going to be a great day today. We got Crazy Tara, and I'm here for it.
Okay, let's take a break when we come back.
More on the wonderful donation that Taylor gave to the GoFundMe here in our city, but we're not the only ones. There's something very special that she has donated along with Travis to a children's charity.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rockin' and Teresa show. Today feels a little bit better than yesterday. You agree?
We broadcasted all morning long yesterday talking about the aftermath of the parade, and I definitely went home feeling kind of hungover. It was a very heavy morning.
You know, it really was, and then it's his story to tell if he does. Steve Serrano went through a lot on that day of the shooting. Yeah. And it was like, all of us had a chance to talk to him, and man, what a strong guy.
Yeah, all the information seems pretty straightforward when you're outside of it. You know, watching the news, you can see as things unfold. But when you're in it, you don't get information in that way, and you kind of have to figure it out as you go along. It would be very scary.
It was, but a lot of good things are happening, like today. And you think about it, you know, she's in Australia. What does she have, like 7 sold-out shows?
Oh, man, is it that many?
Yeah.
I didn't know there were that many.
Taylor Swift, I think she's in Melbourne right now, but then she has more in Sydney next weekend, mm-hmm. something like that.
But her heart was hurt for Kansas City. And on the GoFundMe page, now we're saying Elizabeth, but she goes by Lisa, didn't she, Teresa?
That's how I've heard her referred to as Lisa. But yes, in the official press conference, they called her Elizabeth, and the GoFundMe is under Elizabeth.
And how nice was that of Taylor Swift? Sweet, two different $50,000 donations. Mm-hmm. It's just like, wow. So we're gonna. If you can't give money, we understand that, but at least share the link. I put it up on my Facebook page and just donate what you can. I think it's a good cause, and it just shows to the family how much love that she gave in Kansas City, and now it's being returned.
Yeah, and that your community sees you.
Yeah.
Along with the donations, Taylor did write a note sending my deepest sympathies and condolences in the wake of your devastating loss. Again, just look for Elizabeth Lopez Galvin Memorial under the GoFundMe page. That's not the only thing that Taylor has done this week to help charities. In fact, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce both donated a signed number 87 Chiefs jersey. They both signed the one jersey to a Children's Wish Fund charity in Canada this week.
Ugh.
How much do you think that will go for?
Honestly, I've seen auctions with football players and baseball players go up to $1 million.
I think it'll be more.
I think it's going to be like $4 to $5 million.
That
I really do.
That is crazy.
Some little Swifty somewhere has a rich daddy.
Yes.
That is going to get that jersey.
Doesn't your daddy own this radio station, Tara?
Yes, but he won't buy me the jersey.
Jennifer Lopez, she's got a lot going on this week. So This Is Me Now is her 9th album. It is officially available now. It's inspired by her rekindled love life with Ben Affleck. She also released a film on Prime Video called This Is Me Now, a love story. She's got the new music, the new movie. She announced a tour, even though she's not coming to Kansas City. We won't hold against you, but we kind of hold it against you. And she's going to serve as one of the co-chairs of the 2024 Met Gala with Bad Bunny, Zendaya, Chris Hemsworth, Anna Wintour. That was confirmed yesterday.
That's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, so she's got a lot going on. In theaters this week, the latest Marvel character brought to the big screen, Madame Web, starring Dakota Johnson and Sydney Sweeney. The Bob Marley movie, One Love, is officially out. And then a lot going on, you know, because of the strike, we haven't had a lot of new things to watch on television. Mm-hmm. So tonight is the NBA All-Star Celebrity Game, and then Sunday will be the actual All-Star Game. Sunday's also the Daytona 500 and the People's Choice Awards, and American Idol comes back on Sunday as well for the 22nd season, which allegedly could be Katy Perry's final season as a judge. That's your tabloid trash. It's brought to you by Lean Kitchen. Save time and money with healthy grab-and-go meals that are delicious from Lean Kitchen KC. Locally owned with 5 locations, leankitchenkc.bottle.com.
All right, let's take a break, ladies. And when we come back?
Just the latest with everything going on as far as the investigation and what we know about the shooting at the pep rally, and a college woman doing big things in basketball.
Good morning, Casey. It's a Rocket and Teresa show. Happy Friday. Isn't it weird to think? It doesn't seem like a Friday to me.
Mm-mm. It's been a very, very long week. It started with celebration, then mourning, and just so many feelings.
It's, you know, it is. So much is going on, and I didn't realize till just like a day or so. By the way, happy anniversary. Teresa and I have been together 24 years in Kansas City.
Yeah, it's the longest 20 years
of my life. That's just here, Teresa.
Actually, you and I have been together over 30 years.
Over 30 years, yeah.
Just can't get rid of you.
I know. So I just forgot. We leave with our listeners Sunday to broadcast in Mexico.
Yes, this is our largest group ever. We have almost 100 people going.
That's just absolutely crazy to think about. And then I'm like, I come to work and I see a truck with like snow plow on it. And I'm going, wait a minute. I didn't know it was going to snow today. Did you?
I knew there was a slight chance of just a little bit. It's 35% of the metro is going to get some snow today. I don't think it's devastating, but we're going to get a couple hours of it.
The Mexico trip timing is pretty impeccable, I'll be honest.
I feel bad. We may have caused the snow because that's kind of become a thing where every year when we go to Mexico, there's some kind of snow in Kansas City, and it makes it that much more joyful to be able to get out of it and go to the sun. So it's probably our fault that the snow's coming in.
Rude.
And what is it with that pretty blonde girl always getting pregnant before we go to Mexico?
Yeah, how rude of her to get knocked up so that she can't come with us.
God. I got to tell you, for the Mexico trip next year, I'm going to say good luck, kids. I've done my time. You guys stay home. Have a great time in the snow. Mommy's got to go to Mexico with some listeners.
All right. We're going to come back in 3 minutes.
Yeah, we have the latest in the investigation and everything happening downtown after the parade. Also, there's a very sweet story this morning that Rocket told me, and then I started to cry, and I'm going to share it with you, and I'm going to make you cry. But it's a happy cry about something a bus driver did for one of his kids.
Who did that?
Not me.
I have a question.
What?
Why do you act so dramatic when you hear something? Rocket's face acts like something crazy just happened. And somebody takes a breath.
It is. It was crazy.
It was crazy. I've never heard anything like it in my life.
I've got this girl singing Sweet But Psycho in my brain, and all of a sudden I hear...
One my favorite sniffle. Thing. My favorite thing is to listen to you both breathe on the microphone. Well, it's sexy. It's you know sexual. How sometimes, like for babies, you can put those teddy bears in their crib and it has a heartbeat.
Yes, yeah.
That's how I feel when I hear both of you breathe on the microphone.
We're her very special teddy bear. I love it.
Good morning, Kansas City. It is a Rocket and Tracy show. So I hear we have some concert tickets. Every single hour today.
Yep, we're going to kick it off with trivia coming up next. It is a pair of tickets to the Trilogy Tour with, let me just tell you, Enrique Iglesias, Pitbull, and Ricky Martin. We call that the Latin trifecta of sexiness.
I will accept all of it.
We're going to have tickets every hour today. Again, your first chance is coming up next with trivia.
What a fun show that's going to be, right? Yeah.
All right, so let's get to the latest with the investigation and everything that's going on. Kansas City Police Chief Stacey Graves said yesterday that the shooting that left 22 people with gunshot wounds and killed Lisa Lopez Galvin started as a dispute between several people at the victory parade. They had three people initially that they were holding, and then yesterday they released the adult, and we now know the two that they are continuing to hold are juveniles, and they say that they are working with the juvenile system and also working with the Jackson County Prosecutor's Office to determine exactly what charges are going to be filed.
I did hear that they will charge them as an adult.
Really?
Yeah.
There were victims of the shooting were remembered last night. They had a really nice candlelight vigil that a lot of people attended. Did you guys see the Casey Strong where they took the chairs that were remaining and they kind of spelled it out and lots of really nice just tributes and things that people were sharing yesterday.
And her GoFundMe page is doing really good. In case you missed it, Taylor Swift made a donation and wrote a nice little letter.
Two different donations.
$50,000 each. $100,000.
Yeah. Their original goal was to raise at least $75,000, and now it's up over $175,000. Oh, yeah. I know we've put up links at our social media. Mine's on my Instagram story. Is yours on your Facebook, Rocket?
Yes,
yeah, I think we've all shared it. And remember that I guess her actual name is Elizabeth Lopez Galvin, and she went by Lisa. So if you were looking for that GoFundMe, the GoFundMe is listed under Elizabeth Lopez Galvin Memorial, and it's the official GoFundMe website. In other news this morning, Iowa's Caitlin Clark set the new scoring record in women's college basketball.
Here comes Clark. How will she go for history? There it is! From the logo, the all-time leading scorer in women's college basketball.
Caitlin Clark now has 3,528 points in her career. Let's hear it one more time.
I love watching her play basketball.
This, I feel like, because I've never been a big fan. I don't follow a lot of basketball, but I feel like just as someone who's watching all the news every day, I feel like every day there's like a new story about her. She's just popping up, breaking records and doing amazing things for women's basketball and for college basketball and just being an example and a role model for young girls.
Oh, young girls everywhere love her. She is that good. She's like the Michael Jordan of NBA. Yeah. She's that good.
I like that comparison.
Yeah.
Very cool for her. And a school bus driver in Kentucky made a first grader's day with an act of kindness.
This is real.
Get your tissue ready. So the little boy's name is Levi. He's 6 years old. And the bus driver's name is Larry. And they have a pretty good relationship. Apparently every day when Levi gets on to the bus, he does like a little Spider-Man hand sign. And they do it back and forth to each other because he loves Spider-Man. And one day Levi got on the bus and he didn't do the little hand signal. And so the bus driver knew, okay, something's different. Something's going on. He asked him about it. Turns out it was pajama day at school. And Levi was sad because he didn't have any pajamas to wear. So the bus driver dropped off all the kids at school. Then he went to the store. He bought some little pajamas and he took them up to the school. And he said, "This morning you were crying and I felt it. So I want your day to be a little bit better. Would you try the pajamas on when you get to class and have a great day?" Levi said he was in complete shock when he left the classroom and he saw the bus driver there. He had happy tears and he said, "Yeah, I had a great Friday.
Oh.
The bus driver said that his act of kindness shows the important role bus drivers play in students' lives. A lot of time, we're the first person after their parents leave that they see.
Yes.
And we're the last person they see before they go home. We can make a big difference in a child's life just by saying good morning.
Okay. Easy.
I know, Trisha. We're just talking about it this morning. I'm like...
That little line where the six-year-old goes, yeah, I had a great Friday.
Oh, my word.
I'm not crying. You're crying.
Stupid.
Shut up.
So stupid.
We have some concert tickets next.
That's what's trending on Mix.
Good morning, Kansas City. KMXV is KC. No, we have tickets every single hour. Should I just get everybody in the mood real quick?
Yes.
First time you've been able to get us in the mood in a long time.
Hey.
At least since yesterday.
Mr. Worldwide to infinity. You know the roof on fire. We go boogie, hoogie, hoogie, jiggle, wiggle, and dance like the roof on fire. We go drink drinks and take shots until we fall out like the roof on fire. Now, baby, get my booty naked, take off all your clothes and light the roof on fire. Tell them, baby, 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 baby.
The only man in the world that looks cool wearing sunglasses at night. Now, we have your very first pair of tickets to give away for the show today.
Yes, it is a free ticket Friday. We'll have a pair of tickets every hour to the Trilogy Tour with Enrique Iglesias, Pitbull, and Ricky Martin. They're coming to the T-Mobile Center February 17th, which is tomorrow, Rocket.
You guys, this is the sexiest concert ever known on the planet. We have had all three of them. We've actually brought them all in for a Mix concert before, and having the three of them in one show, they all could have their own concert by themselves.
Oh, yeah.
This is an explosion of sexiness.
I mean, I think that's how I got pregnant is how I first heard about this show. You know, just the thought of it. So all you have to do is answer a trivia question. Call now, 816-476-7093.
All right, phones are lit up. If you want to play, try to win these tickets. Don't forget, we have a pair every single hour today. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Tabitha.
Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, Tabitha, about a third of dog owners do this for their dog every day. What is it?
Clean their eye boogers.
No. But I do that every day.
And then I kiss him right there between their eyeballs.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Give them a treat.
Nope. One third of dog owners do this for their dog every day. What is it?
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer? Going once. Sorry. Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Give them a kiss.
Nope.
Is it accidentally French kiss them because they don't understand they can't put their tongue in your mouth?
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer? Are you there? Going once? Going twice? Goodbye. Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Brush their teeth?
No. A third of dog owners do this for their dog every day. Your first hint is that sure helps us keep the lights on.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Is it give them a treat?
Nope.
Well, the show's going to start before we get a winner.
That's right.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Walk them?
No. Just to reiterate, the clue was it helps us here at Mix keep the lights on.
Am I the only one who that clue doesn't help me at all?
None. I'm like, what is she talking about? Good morning, Mix. What's the answer? I don't know.
Around a third of dog owners do this for their dog every day. It's something they do when they're leaving the house and the dogs are staying home.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer? Good morning, Mix.
Oh, it just clicked.
What's the answer?
Leave the lights on?
Nope.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
It benefits us at Mix 93.3, Rocket, Teresa, Tara. If they do this for their dogs, and a third of dog owners do it for their dog every day when they leave the house and the dog is still at home.
What's the answer?
They put him in the kennel?
No! Oh,
that doesn't benefit us. This benefits us.
I promise you, the rest of the day's hours we're giving away tickets is not going to be this hard.
Once it clicks, you're going to feel dumb.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Cook for them?
No!
Oh, my gosh!
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Oh, God.
That's not the answer. Hurry.
Okay, is it leave something on the TV for the dog to watch?
No, but you're getting warmer.
You're so close.
Wait, let me say something, though. I'm giving a very specific example. You, Bob Jones in Belton, when you do this for your dog, it specifically helps Rocket, Teresa, and Tara at Mix 93.3. There's no generics here. It helps us.
What's the answer?
Leave the radio on.
Yes!
My gosh.
Ooh, what's your name?
Valerie.
Valerie, I thank you, first of all. I thank the Lord, and I thank you for you getting that right. You get a pair of tickets to the Trilogy Tour with Enrique Iglesias, Pitbull, and Ricky Martin at T-Mobile tomorrow.
All right.
That's cool. Congratulations. Now, look, thank we started that you. Contest in the 6 a.m. hour because we have a pair every single hour. Mm-hmm. Now it's after 7.
Yeah, it's not our fault. It took that after long. 7.
So this hour, another pair right here on Mix. That was the longest contest ever, Teresa.
I didn't get it either at first, so I'm going to admit it.
I think it came down in National World Radio Day.
Remember, someone in this room has a master's degree, and when she gives clues that she thinks are helpful, they're not.
I got to tell you, though, Kansas City, when Tara starts to get angry, you can really see it in her face, and it just makes me laugh.
It must be really difficult, though, to be smarter than everybody else in the room. I mean, I can't relate at all.
To be fair, my face always looks really angry, even when I'm not. It's just kind of like a resting angry face all the time. And I just want you to know, I was feeling perfectly pleasant for at least 50% of that contest.
Well, it was about 2.5 hours long.
We started playing at 4 a.m. this morning and Jess got a correct answer.
So we have tickets every single hour. I say, why not? Let's talk about the show. Who's going to be there?
Well, I'd love to tell you. Enrique Iglesias. Ricky Martin, who you're hearing right now, and our boy, Pitbull.
I feel a premonition that girl's gonna make me.
Oh, this is gonna be such a fun show.
I think I can safely say, and I've seen all three and they're all amazing, but I think Pitbull is one of my favorite concerts of all time. And being in this business, I've seen a lot of concerts.
I remember the day after you saw him, you were freaking out.
Yes.
It was life-changing for you.
It was so fun.
Well, when we had him at back in the day, it was Sprint Center.
Yeah, with Enrique.
And with Enrique.
You guys, I think they're the three best friends that anyone's ever had. They like to travel together.
And we didn't realize how many hits Pitbull had with other people.
Yeah.
Okay, Pitbull. Once again, I'll say it. Say it again. Because you just go,
I sure did. I don't know if you've noticed, guys, but he's sexy.
She loves a man in white capri pants. Gets her every time.
You can wear sunglasses at night.
That bald head.
Yes. Those loafers.
Those sunglasses.
Yes. Wait. Oh.
So, do you want to go to the show?
I do.
Kansas City, if you want to go, I think you need to start calling right now.
What's our phone number? I'd love to tell you. 816-476-7093. And you're in luck, Kansas City. I don't have a trivia question for you this time.
Thank goodness.
We are just giving you the tickets.
My gosh, I just keep playing this music, and I'm like, this is really going to be a great show.
I feel like people are going to get a lot of steps in. Burn a lot of calories. I mean, us just sitting
make
here
a lot
in our
of
chairs.
Babies.
That's right.
Zach Brown, Mr. Worldwide, this is how you change the world. Let's ride.
Get lost with me tonight. I'm sorry, I don't know this, but I love it immediately.
Oh, you've heard this?
No.
I mean, everything that he does is magic. And you have three artists, in my opinion. Each one of them could be a headliner. Don't you agree?
Yeah, they have been before. We brought them all in as a headliner before.
Wait, this song is so good.
It's been around a while. But...
So have I.
Yeah. All right, which line do you want to go to?
8.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Good morning. It's Daniel.
Daniel, you're the correct caller.
Awesome.
Now Daniel, you could have...
I want to tell you, I had the answer to the previous question.
Okay.
I'm trying to get in.
That's because you're good and you probably leave your radio on for your animal.
Yeah, of course.
Daniel, you get a pair of tickets to the Trilogy Tour with Enrique Iglesias, Pitbull, and Ricky Martin at the T-Mobile Center tomorrow on this free ticket Friday. Who are you going to take with you?
Oh, I have no idea. I've got a couple of friends I could choose from.
Send out a group chat and be like, what can you all do for me?
Yeah, first come, first serve.
That's right.
I got the tickets, you got the drinks.
Oh, nice.
Awesome.
Fireball. See what I did there?
I loved it.
Hey, man, I appreciate you listening. I'm going to put you on hold real quick, and we'll come back and get all your information, okay?
Awesome.
You bet. Let's take a break. When we come back, we got to talk about the GoFundMe page. We still got a ways to go to raise money, but you have a story about Taylor Swift,
yeah,
too.
It's a very, very cool donation that she did for the family here in Kansas City.
All right, that's next. No. Good morning, Casey. It's a Rocket and Teresa show. So this morning, Casey, I'm driving to work. You know, it's kind of one of those things you're trying to get back to normal after what happened, the ups and downs. And I'm driving by, Union Station, and they're really doing a good job. It's just everybody was still around. And I get to work, and I'm about to call Teresa because there's this truck that's like parked where our garage is, where we come in, and Teresa's usually the first person here. So I see a truck with like a giant shovel in front of it. I'm like, what is going on? And so I come in, talk to Teresa. I told her, did you see that weird truck out there? I'm thinking, what is happening? And she looked at me like she normally does, like I'm an idiot, because I know I'm an idiot. And she goes, it's going to snow.
It's only 35% chance. It's not going to be like, horrible storm, but yeah.
I'm just like, wow, after all these great days of weather, and it's like, boom.
Yeah, I don't like it. I had already accepted in my body and soul that spring is here.
Let me check out my weather app for those of us that aren't jetting off to Mexico. You guys.
We didn't get knocked up.
Rude. Okay, guys, so Sunday is going to be 53 degrees. It looks like it's going to be pretty mild next week. Unfortunately, the weekend is going to be real cold with an 80% chance of snow today.
80%? This morning it was 35%.
Or I guess it's 80% of the area will get snow, whatever.
Yeah, morning it was 35. Is it updated?
Yeah.
Well, oh my gosh, it has.
Oh, great.
Yeah, this morning it was at 7, it was 35%. Now my super scientific iPhone app is saying 85% in the 8 a.m. hour, but back to only 35 at 9 and 10.
Okay, we just got to survive 8 a.m.
Guys, from 8 to 9, watch out.
Do you think parents are, look, kids have been out of school a lot lately. Aren't they off Monday for the holiday?
For President's Day?
There's also a lot of conferences this right now, Thursday and Friday, plus they got off Wednesday for the parade. So I think a lot of kids have like a 1,000-day weekend.
Also, looking at my super scientific iPhone app, the animation, like there's technically little snowfall things. Yeah. We don't have a window in our room. So if you could text and just confirm if it is indeed snowing in the atmosphere,
just give
that
us
would
a
be
heads
great.
Up.
But I would use this time. The reason I ask about kids being out of school, it's all over national news, and especially here in Kansas City. Talk to your kids. They've gone through a really big tragedy that happened here in Kansas City, and a lot of kids were there.
Yeah, and we've actually put up some resources at mix93.com. Just click on right there when you log on. It'll say like Casey Strong, and you can click on that. And there's lots of resources to just find places if you need someone to talk to or if you need information or things like that.
It'll help your heart, trust me. And it's good, like we said yesterday, it's okay. If you don't feel okay, everybody's going to feel a little odd in their own way.
Yeah.
But kids, they don't know how to express that something's wrong with them. So get a chance to talk to your kids.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So Taylor Swift did something pretty cool on the donation this morning.
Yeah. There's a GoFundMe page that has been set up for Lisa Lopez Galvin. Now, it's under Elizabeth. I guess her name is Elizabeth Lopez Galvin, and she must have gone by Lisa. So if you're looking for the GoFundMe page, look for Elizabeth Lopez Galvin Memorial. But Taylor Swift made two $50,000 donations. Their original goal was to raise $75,000 for her family.
Way past
and now
that.
It's over $175,000.
Awesome.
And it's growing every minute. Every time that you get a chance to go, and donate. And look, even if you can't donate, I get it. We all understand. Share the post.
Yeah.
I mean, it happened right here in our backyard, so share the post. All right, here's why you're listening every single hour. We're doing something pretty cool today.
Yeah, it's Free Ticket Friday, your chance to win a pair of tickets every single hour to the Trilogy Tour with Enrique Iglesias, Pitbull, and Ricky Martin. That's happening at the T-Mobile Center tomorrow night. Plus, every person that wins a pair of tickets is actually a finalist to win front row seats.
Oh, man. Could you imagine? I think Tracy's going to end up going to the show.
Rocket. There's
you
more.
Know, we leave early Sunday morning, but I would really like to go.
There's more?
Yes. Whoever wins these front row seats is going to be present at the side stage for the first song, a toast with Enrique, and a photo on stage before the show.
Okay, come on, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, man.
Every person that wins those tickets, which we're giving away every hour today, will be a finalist to win that grand prize.
All right, I'm going to tell you what time we're going to do it in the 8 o'clock hour. You want to do it right now?
I'm ready.
Okay. 8:10.
Yeah, right.
8'10".
I'll say roughly 8'10".
That's the goal. Ish. Now, you know what we're going to do? We're going to give Rocket a 60-minute window to hit that 8'10 time.
All right, let's take a break. And when we come back,
the latest in trending topics, including what we now know on the Victory Rally shooting investigation, a women's college basketball record broken, and new dictionary terms that you probably don't understand.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rocket and Teresa show. Real quick, I want to say, again, it happened earlier this year. Teresa and I celebrated here in Kansas City 24 years. And I'm super excited. I really didn't know until like a day or two ago. So much has been going on. Kids in and out of school. But it's snowing outside, which always means one thing. We're leaving for Mexico with our Kansas City listeners.
That's right. We apologize for bringing in the snow, but it happens every year when we take our, this is our largest group. We're taking almost 100 people with us on right. Sunday. And they're always is snow either on the ground when we leave or when we get back. So we did it. Sorry.
As you know, Tara is not coming. She's having another baby. We're super excited. So happy for her. But I was talking to Tara because I'm like, I was really proud of myself. I'm going, you know, Tara, in my suitcase, I've packed every day I'll be wearing something that says the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
That Chiefs Speedo. I can't wait.
Sexy.
She looked at me and she goes, buddy, I don't think you're going to be the only one wearing Chiefs.
No, I just said I think it's going to be great to see all of the listeners coming together in their Chiefs gear. I think there's going to be a lot of Kansas City spirit in Mexico.
I hope you're the only one in the Speedo, though.
I don't. I want to see lots of pics of lots of Speedos.
You see, we want to see a lot of what?
You heard me.
I'm just...
Whatever you think you heard is what I said.
Can we rewind the tape?
If we could just ask the court reporter to show the record, you'll see that I did not perjure myself or say a bad word.
All right, so it is snowing outside. I did go out there, and it looks kind of windy out there because the snow is like all over the place. Like, you know when you shake a snow globe?
Oh. Yeah.
That's what it looks like out there.
It should be done, though, like within an hour or so, I believe.
Yeah. Let me tell you a little bit about what's going on around Kansas City. These are different text messages we have. Lenexa, Northland on Parvin Road, Blue Springs, Leavenworth, Northland again, Broadway across from Union Station, Oak Grove, Waldo, Liberty, Excelsior Springs. Lots of snow happening right now in the metro.
That's this morning. This afternoon, it'll probably be 74.
Hopefully.
Living in the Midwest, baby. I mean, that's what happens. Yeah. All right, let's get to our trending topics, and we do have the latest on the investigation from the Victory Rally. So two juveniles are now being held. We know that they originally apprehended three people, and they did release one of them yesterday. I don't think official charges have happened yet, have they? We've been waiting to see. They're working with prosecutors to see how they're going to charge these juveniles.
I did see, though, that when they do charge the juveniles, they're going to definitely charge them as adults.
You did see that for sure?
Yes, I did.
Okay. If there's so much information, I'm just gathering it from everybody. Big thanks by the way, to all of our local news stations. I appreciate you helping us get all of the information. A candlelight vigil was held last night for the victims, and a GoFundMe page has been set up for the family of Lisa Lopez Galvin. Taylor Swift has already donated two $50,000 donations, and she left a note. We've all put the GoFundMe link up on our social media. I think Rockets is on his Facebook. Mm-hmm. Mine's on my Instagram story. Tara, have you shared it?
I'm going to share it when I share our reel this morning because we talk about it. So when our video goes up on Instagram, you'll see that link.
The original goal, I believe, was to raise $75,000. It's now up over $180,000.
That's amazing.
Yeah. There's a new all-time leading scorer in NCAA women's basketball, college basketball, Iowa guard Caitlin Clark.
Here comes Clark. How will she go for history? From the logo, the all-time leading scorer in women's college basketball.
Caitlin Clark now has 3,528 points in her career. Let's hear it one more time for number 22, Caitlin Clark.
Listen to that crowd. Their games sell out every game.
Yeah, very cool. Speaking of basketball, on TNT this weekend, tonight is the NBA All-Star Celebrity Game, and then they'll have some activities tomorrow night, and then Sunday is the 73rd NBA All-Star Game. And Dictionary.com has added 327 new words and terms. Let's go over some of the highlights. Bed rotting. You guys use that term before? The practice of spending many hours in bed during the day, often with snacks or an electronic device as a voluntary retreat for activity or stress. We should be specific. That probably means like an iPad. Just saying. the term ick, the ick, has been added to the dictionary. A sudden feeling of disgust or dislike.
Ugh, the ick.
Mid. Yeah.
I don't know that one.
You don't know that one?
Oh, no.
All the youngins use that one, Tara.
What does it mean?
The Gen Zers. Mediocre, unimpressive, disappointing.
Wait, mediocre, mid?
Mm-hmm, mid.
That doesn't check out, you guys, grammatically.
They can't spell it. They can't spell it. So it's like, mid?
My son uses that one a lot.
mid.
This is my favorite. Boob knee.
Boob knee. Like, is that when you have cleavage on your knee?
No. I'm sure you've heard the term back knee.
Okay.
Same thing. Boob knee. Pimples or a rash caused by your bra.
Oh, nothing to do with your knees. Got it.
Nope, with your boobs. It's a boob knee.
Got it.
Barbiecore, pink outfits, accessories, yes. Decor that celebrate Barbie. Girl dinner, we've all talked about that one. Cheat code, like a hack. Range anxiety. Have you ever heard that term?
No.
That's the fear that an electric vehicle's battery will run out of power before you get to where you're going.
Okay.
Range anxiety.
I don't have an electric car, but before, when I was thinking about getting one.
Yep.
I had anxiety about that.
Yeah, I could never use one because I travel out of state too often.
I just think, we drive to work so early in the morning, I'm thinking, no, I'm not taking that chance.
Yeah, these are official terms, by the way, that have been added to dictionary.com. And then finally, shacket, a mashup of a shirt and a jacket.
Oh, nice. And then when you take off your shacket, what's underneath? Nothing?
I don't know.
Let me try it out, Rocket.
So mid, Tara.
I'm such a boomer.
That's what's trending on Mix.
All right, we'll take a break. In case you didn't know this, today, every hour, we're giving away, to me, this is going to be one perfect concert with basically three headliners.
Yeah, it's Free Ticket Friday for the Trilogy Tour, which is happening at T-Mobile Center tomorrow night. Enrique Iglesias, Pitbull, and Ricky Martin. Your next chance is coming up at 8:10.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rocket and Tracy show. You know, I got tired of a lot of people during the football season talking about, they're just hating on Taylor Swift. She has donated so much money all over the world. She does so much that she gives, and she also helped us right here in Kansas City.
Yeah, she donated. There's a GoFundMe page that has been set up for the family of Lisa Lopez Galvin. She's the woman who died at the shooting, and Taylor donated $100,000. She did two separate $50,000 donations. And that's not all. She also donated this same week to a Canadian, kind of like a Make-A-Wish type charity.
Yes.
They donated, her and Travis both signed a number 87 Chiefs jersey.
That is going to go for millions.
I'll want it.
I think my estimate was, I think close to three is what I said. And you said more, didn't you?
I would not be surprised. As hot as she is right now, yeah.
All right. So now it's time for you, Kansas City. Imagine a concert with not one, not two, but three stars like Pitbull.
You don't get them girls loose.
TJR.
You don't get the world loose.
Yeah, you get those girls loose.
You don't get money.
Mr. Worldwide.
But I do, I do. You don't get them girls loose, loose. You don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money. But I do, I do.
Oh yeah, here we go.
I think y'all having a good time out there.
Enrique Iglesias.
Girl, please excuse me if I'm coming to you strong. But tonight is the night we can really let go. My girlfriend's out of town and I'm all alone. Your boyfriend's on vacation and he doesn't have to know. No, no one can do the things I'm gonna wanna do to you. No, I shout loud, scream loud, let me hear you go.
Martin. Yeah, I want it. Sure do.
I may not be a boy, but I do really want him, Ricky.
Yeah, the question is, do you want it?
Yeah. Right back at you, Rick.
Go, go, go.
for the World Cup coming to Kansas City, by the way. Now, the tour is coming to KC, and we have tickets every single hour.
Yes, it's free ticket Friday. You could win a pair of tickets to the Trilogy Tour with all of those gentlemen. Again, Enrique Iglesias, Pitbull, Ricky Martin. This is tomorrow night at the T-Mobile Center. But wait, there's more. Every single person that wins a pair of tickets today is going to be a finalist to win front row tickets, be present at the side stage for the first song, a toast with Enrique, and a photo on stage before the show.
This is amazing.
Can I please just have these tickets?
It's time to go to the phones. Good morning, Mix.
No way.
Yes, way.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
You're going to have so much sexiness dripping near you at T-Mobile Center.
Oh my gosh, I'm so, so excited.
Who is this?
Liz.
Who do you think you're going to bring with you?
I'm going to have a hard time deciding between my mom and my sister, but my mom is a huge Pitbull fan. So
Who's not?
All right, Liz, I'm going to ask you a question, okay? You have to rank the three, number one being the hottest. Start with 3, 2, and 1.
Okay. Enrique, Ricky Martin, and then Pitbull is number one.
If we're doing just visual.
You said Pitbull's number one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. No, I totally agree.
She said Pitbull was third.
No, she said one. She counted backwards.
Oh, I can't follow that.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, don't forget to tell all your friends that you won tickets and that they can win every single hour, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
You bet. I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll be right back. Good morning, KC. It's a Rocket and Tracy show. You know, it's snowing outside. I didn't even know that it was going to snow today. And it makes me think about this. Look, it's not that bad, not cold. It's going to warm up a little bit. But do you remember when the Chiefs were playing in the coldest game, second coldest game ever in history?
Yes.
That still seems outrageous.
It does.
Remember when I had to put air in my tire yesterday and it was like 38 degrees and my fingers felt like they were going to fall off and it was like a 60-second operation? Meanwhile, the Kansas City Chiefs played an entire game in like 0 degrees and they were fine.
And they played great.
Yeah.
So I know you had a great time with your kids the past few days and now spend some time, you know, talking to them and educating them because your kids are going to be off on Monday again. And I think this is the time after what happened, the tragedy, we happen to really focus on your children. So we're going to give you a prize today.
Yeah, that's right. It's President's Day is Monday, but today we're doing President's Day edition of Two Truths and a Lie. If you can identify the lie that I tell you, you'll get a $500 gift card to Living Spaces.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Back up. How much?
$500.
Yeah, and can I tell you, this is something I've never been good at. Like, I have never been good at retaining presidential information.
You know, our friend Rhianna Nally, who works on ABC in the morning.
Yeah.
She missed every question.
Yeah. I mean, like, I can tell you the first, maybe like the third or fourth. That's where I end.
All right.
You got it, girl.
I can tell you the current president.
Yeah. That's right. Nice. No head trauma there.
Yes. I mean, there's so many. It's like, I have no clue. So we're going to sit back and let you educate us. The only one in here that has a master's.
Let's just see how this goes. It could go one of two ways, great or horribly. Let's take a call.
Okay. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
This is Courtney.
Courtney, are you smart on the books and the presidents?
Are you smart on the books?
Not really, but I'm hoping to get lucky.
I know. I'm dumb as hell. I work on the talking box, and I don't know any of these questions. But it is $500. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. For $500 to Living Spaces, I am going to read you three statements. Two are truths. One is a lie. You must tell me which is a lie, okay?
Okay.
Going to read all three. Tell me which one was a lie. Number one, there are 132 rooms in the White House. Number two, John Adams is the only U.S. president to have resigned from office. And number three, Abraham Lincoln was a licensed bartender, which was a lie.
Number two.
Yeah. Yeah. Good job. Good job. We did it.
You notice that Trace and I were silent.
No, actually, I think I knew that one.
Okay.
Oh my God, my heart was racing.
So just to recap, there are 132 rooms in the White House. Richard Nixon was the only U.S. president to have resigned, and Abraham Lincoln was a licensed bartender. You get $500 to spend at Living Spaces.
$500.
That's amazing.
It's going to be so great. What do you need in your home? What kind of furniture or decor?
I like a new bed set, curtains.
Amazing.
Kitchen stuff. Yeah.
You can get all that with $500.
That is so cool. Thank you, guys.
You bet. What were you on your way to do? You on your way to work?
Yeah, I'm picking up a coworker right now, and then we're going to work.
Well, I'm so happy for you. Congratulations.
Yeah, tell your coworker you learned a fun fact. President Lincoln was a licensed bartender.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
I'm going to put you on hold, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You bet. We'll come back and get all your info. Seriously, that is an exciting winner right there.
Yeah,
you can do a lot. You can do a lot with $500.
Amazing.
All right, let's take a break, and when we come back.
Yeah, an update on your tabloid trash, a very generous donation from Taylor Swift, and J-Lo has a lot going on, the latest thing that was just announced.
That's because I used to be young.
Good morning, Casey. Happy Friday. Isn't it weird to think that it's Friday? I've been so confused on days and things.
It's been such a crazy week.
Yeah, it has. But, you know, the thing about, you know, just getting through a crazy week is celebrating life. And today is one of our friends' birthdays.
Yes, he didn't used to be young. He still is young. Our very close friend Diego is turning 10 years old today. He's on his way to school. We hope you have a great day, Diego.
I mean, that's exciting, that first double-digit birthday.
Yes. And first of all, to be 10 and have that name...
Yeah,
Diego. Cool. That's a cool name.
You know the girls already are all over Diego in school at age 10.
Exactly.
His mom's probably listening to the car.
I was going to say, his mama doesn't want to hear that.
She's like, no,
that's
no
her
girls.
Baby.
Anyway, happy birthday, buddy. Good morning, Casey. It's a Rocket and Teresa show. Is this snow going to go away? Because it looks pretty outside, to be honest with you.
Well, Rocket, according to my super scientific iPhone app, the snow should be ending by 11 o'clock.
Do you ever think, because everybody's carrying like a phone, do you ever stop and think about how much money, like you can be in a restaurant and everybody have an iPhone, how much money is in there? Because everybody's carrying around, what, at least a minimum $1,000 on a phone?
I don't know. You said a lot of words there. I couldn't really follow.
Well, I have the iPhone 12 that apparently radiates your brain and is illegal in France.
Oh, so yeah, that's right.
You still have that
Mine's
one.
Probably not like that. It's not worth that much.
All right. Coming up in less than 3 minutes.
You have an update on your tabloid trash, including the very generous donation from Taylor Swift.
Good morning, Casey. Happy Friday. And we're super excited. You know, it's been a rough week, but, you know, we're taking over 100 people, right at 100 people to Mexico with us. We've been talking about this for about a year, and it's finally here. I cannot believe that I didn't even think about it, but now I'm super excited. So, Tara, I need your help.
Okay,
by
I'm
the
ready.
Way, you're staying home because you're
I got
pregnant.
Knocked up, yes.
I want a dumb movie, something that'll just take me out of the way, you know, out of the way of the world and just relax.
Hey, make eye contact with me right now.
Yeah.
One, two, three. Biodome.
Are you no talking about to questions. Watch on the plane?
Yeah.
I was going to say, you don't want my movie because today Oppenheimer is officially streaming on Peacock. I guess that's not a dumb, not a lot of thought movie. But that's what I'm watching on the plane.
I know. I really want to watch that too.
It's a good movie, but man, you got to really pay attention to it.
Rocket.
I can do that, Rocket.
I keep forgetting you guys are leaving on Sunday, and I feel like I'm going to walk in here on Monday and be like, hello, guys?
That's what we're
Where
hoping.
Are you? Do we all have a day off? Should I go home? And then I'm going to text her and be like, no, Tara, get to work. We're in Mexico. That's how you sound in my head.
Honestly, we wish you were going. This is, what, 2 years in a row now?
Yeah.
Why
do you keep ditching us? Why are your kids getting in the way of our program?
I told you, next year, Mexico 2025, I'm going to say good luck, kids. Hope I found childcare. If I didn't, they can take care of each other. You know, I am going.
Grace will be almost four by then. She's exactly. Totally independent.
Practically an adult. She'll be driving.
I think it's kind of like what Steve Serrano's wife is doing.
What's
you know,
that?
Two kids. She needs that break. You know, raising two young kids, you're ready to take a mini vacation.
Mm-hmm. I'm really weird where I need a break, but then the second I'm away from my child and soon to be children, I'm like, I miss them. I'm crazy.
What's going
to
be like when Grace is not the favorite? Your new daughter will be your favorite.
No, Grace will always be the favorite. I actually told my mom yesterday that when they're like 14 and 11, I'll still be like, Grace, you're my best friend in the whole wide world. You're my favorite.
I'm going to pull this audio off and I'm going to save it for baby number two. Yep. All right. So this morning, a very generous donation from Taylor Swift. She gave two different $50,000 donations to the GoFundMe for Lisa Lopez Galvin, the victim who died after the shooting on Wednesday. If you're looking for the GoFundMe page, it's actually under Elizabeth Lopez Galvin Memorial. But not only is that generous of Taylor Swift to donate, but what she did was she generated talk about it because the story has gone national and it's been on all the big sites like TMZ and the Daily Mail, which has given exposure to this GoFundMe page. And now it is over $200,000. The goal was to raise $75,000. It's now over $200,000 and it keeps growing. I keep refreshing like every 2 or 3 minutes and it changes. And over 2,000, almost 2,000 people have donated.
That's
so
amazing.
It's nice that she just gave it exposure. I mean, that very generous donation, but also that she's getting it around so that other people are aware of it and they can donate as well.
Here's my fear, and I want to make sure that you understand this. Taylor Swift can donate that kind of money.
Yeah.
I mean, to like a normal person, I just donated like 50.
And it's
like,
anything, $5. Yeah. Anything but is generous and appreciated.
Yeah, don't compare. Don't think, Taylor gave all this money. Now I don't need to donate.
That's why I wanted to point out that that is so generous and wonderful that she donated and appreciated. But, you know, let's also give credit to the 2,000 people also that have donated as well.
I saw a lot of $5 donations. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if you can't, look, we get it here on the show. Just share the post.
Yeah, share the post. Or you can also give blood, which is totally free to do and a great way to help all the victims.
Yes. Taylor, we've always known that she has a very generous spirit, though. Something earlier this week, Taylor Swift and Travis both signed a number 87 Chiefs jersey donated it to a Children's Wish Fund in Canada. It's kind of like a Make-A-Wish thing in Canada. Man, can you imagine what that jersey is going to go for at the auction?
I would be that guy. If I could afford to buy that, I'd wear that shirt every day for the rest of my life.
Ooh, you could only have one. Your signed Harry Styles Chief jersey or a signed Taylor Swift Travis jersey. Which one?
Teresa, he accidentally donated the Harry Styles.
No, I haven't.
No,
I
found you it.
Found it?
I
found thank God.
I donated my one that the Chiefs gave me.
Okay.
So only one. You can only keep one.
Taylor, Travis, for sure.
Yeah. For sure? No thoughts about it?
No.
I agree,
even if Harry Styles was standing in this room right now staring you in the eyeballs?
I'd say, sorry, buddy.
No, you wouldn't. Wow. You wouldn't.
You'd watermelon be like, sugar.
Let's make out.
Hi.
More like watermelon salty.
All right. In other entertainment news this morning, Jennifer Lopez is all over the place. Her album, This Is Me Now, her 9th album, has officially dropped. It's inspired by her rekindled love life with Ben Affleck. She also released a film on Prime Video called This Is Me Now, A Love Story. She announced a big tour yesterday, and we now know that she's going to be one of the co-chairs of the 2024 Met Gala with Bad Bunny, Zendaya, Chris Hemsworth, Anna Wintour. Man, she's busy.
Hemsworth seems like a random addition to that category. However, I will like to look at him, so I'm fine with it.
Yeah, I'm never going to not look at him.
He doesn't seem like a fashionista, but he seems fine.
Well, usually it's because they have something going on. Like, obviously, right now, Bad Bunny, top of his game. Zendaya's got a movie coming out. And I went to her always at the top of her game. J-Lo, new music. What you doing, Chris Hemsworth?
Just looking fine.
Yeah, I guess that's all we need. The latest Marvel character being brought to the big screen is in theaters today. Madame Web with Dakota Johnson, Sydney Sweeney. That Bob Marley movie, One Love, is in theaters.
I want to see that. You know what I mean,
the Bob
man?
Marley one?
Yeah,
you do. Except you can't watch that and take a gummy rocket. You got to do it the old-fashioned way.
Oh, gosh.
That's how Bob Marley would do it.
That'd kill me.
That's true. If you're into basketball, the NBA All-Star Celebrity Game is tonight on TNT, Daytona 500 tomorrow, and then on Sunday is the NBA All-Star Game. People's Choice Awards are on Sunday. American Idol comes back for its 22nd season on Sunday on ABC, and allegedly this could be Katy Perry's final season as a judge. And then, like I mentioned earlier, Oppenheimer is officially streaming on Peacock, so it's free if you have a subscription. And then The Color Purple is now streaming on Max.
You don't get them girls loose, loose. You don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money. Mr.
call right now.
I say y'all having a good time out there.
This is going to be one of the concerts that it's going to just, you're going to leave there exhausted because you're going to dance to every song.
I have been partying all morning long.
Go ahead.
Does Teresa have a microphone? We can't hear her.
He keeps looking at me like, what's your problem? What's your problem? My mic's not on.
Who needs it?
And mine's all over the road in
here. Listen, we don't need microphones where we're
going.
You guys,
I was going to make all sorts of pelvic gyrating comments, but who cares? My mic wasn't on. Now the moment has passed.
Okay, we'll let you jam a little longer here. Hold on. You're going to be at the show, maybe drinking a little.
He means tomorrow night.
Tomorrow.
What did I say?
Damn it, let's start over.
All right, erase. You heard none of this.
Mr. Worldwide's and infinity. Reset. You know the roof on fire. We gon' boogie, hoogie, jiggle, wiggle, and dance like the roof on fire.
Jiggle,
we gon' drink drinks and take shots until we fall out like the roof on fire. Now, baby, get my booty naked, take off all your clothes and light the roof on fire.
Okay.
Tell her, baby, I'm on fire. I tell her, baby, I'm a
fireball.
Rocket, can you say baby?
Yeah.
So the answer is no.
What's that? No, the answer's no. All right, you want to go to the concert? Call right now.
I saw, I came, I conquered. Or should I say I saw, I conquered, I came. This little Chico on fire, he no lie. Well, y'all slipping, he running the game. Now Big Bang Boogie get that kitty little noogie in a nice night little shave. I gave Susie a little pat up on the booty and she turned around and said, walk this way.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
This is Becca.
Becca?
Yes.
You're going to the show.
Let me tell you a little bit about this show, Becca. It's the Trilogy Tour. It's taking place tomorrow night at T-Mobile Center. It's got Enrique Iglesias, Pitbull, and Ricky Martin. We are giving away tickets every hour today for Free Ticket Friday. And because you won a pair of tickets, you're a finalist to possibly win front row seats to be present at the side stage for the first song, a toast with Enrique Iglesias himself, and a photo on stage before the show.
Sounds amazing.
Now, who's going to go with you?
I wanted to take one of my friends.
Lady's not out?
Yes.
Rocket, you're just assuming it's a lady. Might be a male friend.
Maybe it's a friend with Benny's. We don't know.
Well, listen, congratulations. Tell all your friends. They can still win. We're going to do this every single hour, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You bet. I'm going to put you on hold real quick. We'll come back and get all your info, all right?
Awesome.
You got it.
If you think I'm burning out, I never am.
Good morning, KC. It's a Rocket and Tracy show. Taylor Swift, is it over now? You know, you cannot erase what happened. Bad things happened in our city this week. We lost, you know, a member of the radio broadcast family. Mm-hmm. But you get people who are just embracing it, like Taylor Swift.
Embracing the families.
Yes.
Yeah, Taylor Swift donated to the GoFundMe for Elizabeth Lopez Galvin. It is, we Lisa Lopez Galvin, if you're looking for the GoFundMe, it's under Elizabeth Lopez Galvin Memorial. But yeah, Taylor Swift donated $100,000. She did two $50,000 donations and left a very nice note. And because of that, it's gotten exposure worldwide
because
the story got picked up that Taylor donated, and it has, just since this morning, has gone up so much. It's now up to 218,000. And, you know, not all of us can donate like Taylor Swift can, obviously. Every little bit is appreciated. I'm sure the family is very grateful for it. Over 2,000 people have donated.
Isn't that amazing how quick it spreads?
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's not going to bring anybody back, but to the family,
they've got to at least understand and embrace the love that's coming their way.
Yeah. Taylor Swift is such a generous person. She's always donating. Another story we had this morning is how Taylor and Travis both had signed a number 87 Chiefs jersey and given it to like a kind of like a Make-A-Wish fund. It's a Canadian children's fund. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's going to get a lot of money for that fund. Actually, Taylor was our topic this morning, too, when we were talking about how she jet sets all over the world in our second look. Now we know how she doesn't get jet lag, and she says jet lag is a choice.
Yeah.
Is it?
It's a choice when you have your own jet and you take sleeping medicine and sleep the whole time, and then you wake up ready to go with a makeup and hair department, and you're so hot and your boyfriend's so hot and you're so successful. That's when it's a choice.
Are you okay?
Yeah, fine. It's like when people say you have the same 24 hours in a day as Beyonce. It's like, no, you actually don't. You don't have a full-time staff. You don't have a chef. You don't have a nanny. You don't have a maid. You don't have all these things that she has. You don't have a manager helping you sign contracts. It's not the same 24 hours. That's all I'm saying. Jet lag is not a choice. I don't have the same 24 hours as Beyonce. That's it.
Somebody was on a roll.
Was that like the start of the show? Hours ago?
I don't know. I feel like that's kind of how every time Tara opens her mouth, that's how she sounds.
I just like everybody around me, unfortunately, has to receive my therapy session every time I talk. So you're welcome.
By the way, is it saving you so much money that you can just like let it out for free during our show?
Absolutely.
Hey, before we get out of here, you're going to be out at Hy-Vee today.
I am actually going to be at the Hy-Vee in Gladstone. And as soon as we get off the air here, I'm going to be there from 11 to 1. They're having a fish and seafood sale.
Yum.
And Mallory Kay is going to be hanging out with me.
All right, Kansas City, we're getting out of here. Until Monday, have a wonderful weekend. You deserve it.
God bless.
Be kind.
Rocket and Teresa and Tara in the morning. Mix 93.3.